something that has been frustrating you, but you feel as though you cannot change it. It looks as if it can't be changed. You've even been told, hearing the words, no, but the Lord begins to speak to me, and he begins to tell me for you to stop procrastinating. You see, you are the special one in the family. You are the different one, the chosen one, and many of the things that you had to go through, and many of the things that have tried to come against you, was only because of the anointing that God placed in you. There is a generational cycle that you will begin to break for your family, and this is one of the reasons why you've had to deal with many of the situations and many of the issues that you have been faced with. The Bible begins to declare in Psalm 116, loose my bonds. God is about to loose the thing that you need to be able to get you through. I heard the Lord begin to say that as you begin to activate a specific anointing by saying, loose it, Jesus, that everything that you need to get through this, everything that you've been asking God to do, he will begin to loose it in your hands over the next several days. I feel such a special anointing on you on this very special day. At the sound of the beep, begin to declare, loose it, Jesus, loose it, Jesus, loose it, Jesus, loose it, Jesus. You have 5 seconds to clear it now.
Well, hey there, John. How you doing today? I was looking to donate about $300-$400. I said I was looking to donate about $300-$400. Is Pastor Molasses available? Well, I said I'd like to give you some money, but I need to speak to Pastor Molasses. I sure did. Is he available?
I'm going to hold sending our report to the ministry and everything.
Well, yeah, this is Bear Sue. Laura spoke to him about me, so I know he expected my call, you know. I mean, Lord Jesus speak to you, that's something you remember, so he know I'm about to call. It's Mary Sue, I already told you.
Mary Sue, Mark?
Yes.
Your phone number?
Sir, my phone number is 630, all right? 645-4378. May I ask you something?
630.
Sir, may I ask you something?
4378.
I told you something about me. May I ask you something about you? Sir, are you saved? You sound like one of them Pakistanis. Are you saved or are you Hindu? Is this ISIS?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna hear you clearly.
Sir, this sounds like it's ISIS. It's supposed to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell me your testimony. How did you get saved? I'm trying to give you my credit card, but first you need to tell me how you get saved. All right, how did you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, Muhammad?
I'm sorry, but my mirror is just working under the initial name. I can help you, ma'am.
I wasn't born yesterday. I ain't no horsefly, okay? I'm asking you, how did you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? You tell me that, I'll tell you everything you need to know. Well, how'd you get saved? How'd you get saved? Hung up on me.
I'm telling you that after today, that every chain that has been holding you back, every shackle that has been upon you, that has been over your life, that has been over your finances, that has been over your household, that has been over the work of your hand, will be broken. You must understand that your faith will have the ability to break the shackle. Well, it did it for Isaac. Isaac broke the shackle of a famine when he began to activate his faith to sow in the land, Genesis 26. Hannah broke the shackle of barrenness and infertility when she activated her faith by making a vow and a sacrifice. sacrifice unto God? Was it not the little boy with the 5 fishes and 2 loaves that broke the shackle of poverty when he activated his faith by giving Jesus his last everything that he had? The man in the pool of Bethesda broke the shackle of his illness when he began to activate his faith by picking up his bed and walking. I'm telling you right now that the shackle that has held you back, the thing that has been trying to keep you bound, is about to begin to be broken when you begin to activate your faith, when you begin to move your faith. I want you to step out with the shackle-breaking seed. This is a major seed that you must do today, because every shackle that has been on your finances, that has been on your loved ones, that has been on those connected to you, your household, the things that you've been needing God to do, every shackle that is trying to keep you bound shall be broken today when you begin to activate your faith. I want you to step up with a shackle-breaking seed of $44 for the sake of the gospel, so that souls can hear the preaching of the good news that Jesus is alive. Or that...
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. It is a blessing I have gotten this phone call. May I speak to the prophet?
I would have to take a message and have him give you a call back. Is that fine?
It is okay. I will talk to you. You sound like a friendly person. I am from Ghana. Where are you from? That is amazing. This is a very big city with big buildings, yes?
Yes, sir.
It is fate that you call me. I need your help.
Yes, sir. And what is that you need?
My village, we need water. I have a lion, Togo. Togo is my lion. He has died because we have no water. Can you come to my village? What do you have in your schedule? Do you have other things to do? Are you playing Pokemon?
I am not, sir.
It is a very good game. I wish you could catch Togo. He was my lion. I loved him.
Okay, let me see. I can, however, leave your name and see if the prophet can give you a call back directly, if that's fine.
Is this for the Lord Jesus? Yes?
Sorry?
This is for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You are a Christian.
Yes.
We have many that come by my village. How they have testimony. How did you get saved?
How did we get saved? Let's see. I'm not able to answer that personal information, sir.
May I speak to a manager? So the Lord Jesus spoke to the prophet, and he is expecting my call, and you cannot help me. You cannot bring water to my village.
Unfortunately, I myself wouldn't be able to do that. I do apologize.
I understand. It is very difficult, very hard times, yes?
Yes, sir.
Is Donald Trump the revelation? You wait, you may help me.
For this is going to be a time that I've heard the Lord begin to say, do not believe the report. There'll be information that will try to come to you that would almost seem contrary. But I heard the Lord begin to say, do not believe the report. But this is going to be a season that I see a great gathering and even a reconnection and reconciliation and even restoration that's about to begin to happen even around a particular relationship in your life. But it's even going to begin to take place even around your finances. But this is going to be a season that I heard the Lord begin to say, prepare yourself, because there's something that you'll find yourself learning about and even studying and even getting more information on that's going to begin to help you in the long run. So this is going to be a season that God says, I'm clearing your name, and you're going to begin to see how I'm even going to get rid of certain debts in your life. But there's also going to be a major move and transition that's going to be very favorable for you. So this is going to be a time that I heard the Lord begin to say, know that I do things in my perfect timing. And this has been a time that there has been something that you were seeking to do, but it was almost as if there was almost a blockage. It didn't go and turn out the way you wanted it. But I heard the Lord begin to say, go back again, because this time it's going to work out. I heard the Lord begin to say that what is owed to you, and even what you've been asking God to do financially that you want to do, not only for you, but for another, I heard the Lord begin to say, I shall do it for you. Thus say the Spirit of the living God. You must understand that every shackle that has been on your life that tried to hold you back is about to begin to be broken. The Bible begins to declare, and the angel of the Lord begins to appear and smug Peter and saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off of his hand. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. What you must understand that it was that when Peter had an action of faith, that the chains begin to break off of him. It was the action that created a reaction.
I would like to give some dollars.
Sorry, so you'd like to donate $4?
Is it okay if I use my mother's credit card?
Is she there to offer it, sir?
I know that she likes Jesus, so she would think I'm a good boy.
Okay, unfortunately, we would need her authorization before you would be able to use it, sir.
Do you know if the prophet is there?
He's not available, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry. Are you okay today?
No. We're fine, sir.
There's more than one of you?
Yes.
I have a credit card. Can I give you the numbers?
No, sir. We need her authorization before you can use it.
It's my credit card. I work at the Jewel. That was my mother's. I have my own credit card. I work at the Jewel. I bag groceries.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very serious about this. I do have my own card. I just wanted...
$144 shackle breaking seed. $1,044. $20.44. My dear friend, your best seed, adding the 44 cents at the end of it, representing your shackle breaking seed. It represents that every shackle that has tried to keep you down, every shackle that has been on your life, every shackle that has tried to come to keep you down, it will be broken. I want you now to activate your faith for the sake of the gospel. For the Bible begins to say that when you begin to activate your faith, that if you have faith as a mustard seed, then you can speak to that mountain and it shall begin to be moved. Then you can speak to that shackle and it shall be broken off. I want you to step out with the shackle breaking seed of $44, or that $144, that $1,044, my dear friend, the $20.44, or that double up seed, that $144, my dear friend, add to your best seed, but add the 44 cents at the end of it. It represents that shackle breaking seed for the gospel. And remember, Master Jesus is still on the throne and he loves you. Please hold it as I connect you to my blessed operator. Begin to let them know and step out with your shackle breaking seed of $44, or that $144, that $30.44, my dear friend, that $1,044, your best seed, adding that 44 cents, that $144 seed, that shackle breaking seed for the sake of the gospel.
Thank you for waiting, Vanessa,
Ministry.
Mrs. D, how much would you like to donate today?
Yes, Ms. D. Listen here, Sugar Plum.
Yes.
My boy, he wants to make a donation. Now, he's my boy. I love him, so I'm going to let him do it. I'm authorizing him up to $144 on my credit card. Now, I'm going to let him do it, and he's a little bit sweet, okay? But if you bear with him, I surely appreciate it. Can you do that for me?
Okay, well, can you...
Thank you for this, Mommy.
I have to have an address, and I can put his name in the notes.
Yes, absolutely. I just want him to give you the order over the phone, and then I'll give you anything else you need.
This is going to be
okay,
for
well,
good.
You really gave me everything I need. I need your first name.
Yeah, her first name is Mom. It's spelled M-O-M. Do you want the name on the credit card?
Yes.
I will spell it. It's C-A-C-A-S-H. C-A-C-A-S-H. That's how you spell the name.
S-A-S-H. And what's the last name?
It's Aluminum A-L-U-M-I-M-U-M. That's also my last name. This is for the shackles.
Okay.
Sometimes the kids pick on me, and I want to break the shackles. So we're going to do this because Jesus is a good guy.
Okay, well,
all right.
I don't understand that. But how do you spell the last name?
Okay, it's A-L-U-M-I-N-U-M. It's only one U-M. I spell it one at a time.
Yes. Let me get this down.
A-L-U-M-I-N-U-M. That is correct. You just won the prize.
All right, hold on 1 second, please.
Absolutely. This is phenomenal. I'm very excited.
Okay, I just think that's it, but hold on 1 second.
Do you also believe in Jesus? He's my best friend. After my dad died, he's my best friend. I also love my mom, but Jesus is my best friend. How did you meet him? I met him at the funeral. It was very sad, but he was very nice to me, so he's my best friend, and I love him. And I want to get rid of the shackles of the older kids and the bullies.
Okay, 1 second.
Now, you be nice to him. I'm being very fine, Mom. She needs 1 second. She's doing stuff. It's very important.
I have to get started on the computer. 1 second.
Well, you just let them know when they need me, baby, okay? It's okay, Mother. I have this taken care of. We spelled your name correctly and everything. We did it like 3 times. She's definitely... I hope she has it.
Alright, I need the phone number.
The phone number is 620... Mom, what's the phone number? Hold on 1 second, okay?
630-283-6797.
Okay. It's 630.
May I have the address?
Do you have the phone number? Do you have the phone number?
Yes. I need your address.
1115. P-R-O-C-E-E-D-S. Proceeds. That's the street that's the street that we live on. The city is called Bravest, like Bravest Warrior. I like that show. It's on the internet. It's B-R-A-V-E-S-T. Like, it's vest. The police officers wear vest. It keeps them safe. Yes, that's the name of the city.
The
yes.
Okay, what's the zip code?
It's also Bravest Warriors is my favorite cartoon. It's...
Okay, and what's the zip code?
It's 16523.
16523, and what state is that in?
We're in California. They make Hollywood movies here. Yes, this is where we make the movies. I might be a big star one day.
Okay.
I might be in commercials. This was a Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the number.
It's 733-60.
Wait a minute, starts with a 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must be reading the wrong one. That's when it expires. 7316. Which one's the numbers?
It's right here, baby. It's right here.
Okay. It's 4. 336
011-7541-23 plus 11. I just died. That's math. Did you write down? Wait, did you write down the number 6?
Let me read it back to you.
Did you get the number 7?
Can you read the numbers to me again?
I thought you had the numbers. You were gonna read it to me. I like stories. How did you get saved?
I can read the numbers back if you'd like, sir. Are you going to look at the card?
Can you tell me how you met the Lord Jesus?
Do that. I have to get this information, okay?
Okay. It's okay. I have the numbers now.
Alright.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's 4000-1234-5678-9123. And that's Bank of America Visa.
So that's totally different than the first numbers you gave.
I was looking at the wrong numbers. I had it upside down. I hope you're not mad at me. I'm sorry.
No, sir, I'm not mad at you, but I'm just a little concerned about the validity of this call because this information is, you can't have two totally different numbers.
You can have different numbers on the front and the back. Have you ever looked at the back of it? It's got different numbers. I'm also concerned because I don't know how you met Jesus. Did you meet him?
Okay, sir, I'm going to...
Do you want to speak to my mother again? I can get my mother for you. I'm sorry. I'm a bad boy. I'm stupid. I'll get my mom. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Yes, did he give you everything you needed?
Ma'am, I am not a sir.
I know that the transgenders are taking over. Lord Jesus, we pray about it every day. But I am no sir. I am a woman through and through.
Okay.
You sound like you're a woman too. Are you a woman?
Where did your mother go?
Why, you're speaking to me right now. Sweetie, you may just want to clean your ears out because it doesn't seem like you could tell a man from a woman or nothing. Hello? Are we there? I can hear you breathing, sweetie. Do you need me to pray about it? Did the Lord take your tongue?
Agent, press 1, or to save the ministry money, you can make your donation through our automated system. For this and all other questions. Thank you for calling Master Jordan Ministries. My name is Brian. How much would you like to donate today?
Hey Brian, I'm actually driving right now. Is there like a direct number I can call back so I don't have to go through the whole message and stuff?
Yeah.
And what's that number?
Yeah, it's 1-800-232-8056.
Okay. All right, man. And this is the Manassas Ministry.
Yep, that's true.
Can you tell me anything about it? Like, how long you guys been around, or, like, where... Does he have a church somewhere?
He does not have a church anywhere. He's itinerant, meaning he travels around from place to place.
Okay.
Different churches and things, and he does things on TV, and he does things on the phones, he does things on radio. He doesn't really have, like, a home church that he preaches from.
do you work for Prophet Manassas, or are you like third party?
I'm third party.
Okay. So you don't care at all. Which is okay. It's a job. Everybody.
I wouldn't say that. Of course I care. Pays my bills.
All right, man. Well, thank you, dude. Oh, I think I hung up.